Welcome, Noble viewers, and this is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'll be your chef today, and we have a wonderful show in store for you. Today on the menu, we're going to make a Hawaiian-style burger. Along with that, we're going to have a side of coleslaw. So I'm excited, and let's get ready to jump in this. Now I'm going to show you the ingredients I'm going to use today. First, I have some cabbage, some carrots, green leaf lettuce, vegenaise, or any type of vegan mayonnaise is fine. I'm going to use some vegan butter. I have a little bit of salt, brown sugar, pineapple slices. I'm going to use some white vinegar, lemon, some apple cider vinegar, soy sauce, pineapple juice, ginger, and of course the star of today's show, the Boca Burger. So now I'm going to get started by making the teriyaki glaze sauce. Okay, to make our sauce, we're going to have to mince some ginger root. And we're only going to need about 2 tablespoons. So I'll probably just cut about like this much. Put that over there. Peel the outside skin. We don't need that. And then just want to make really thin slices. The smaller you make it, the better it'll be. You know, I love using ginger in cooking. You know, it has a really great fragrance, adds a lot of flavor too, especially when you mince it really fine like this, like what we're going to use. Just chop it up some more. Over here I have a hot pan, and I'm just going to pour a little bit of oil, just enough to coat the bottom so the ginger doesn't stick. Add my ginger. Give that a quick stir. Okay, now that our ginger is brown, we're ready to add our ingredients. I like to start out with the liquids, so I'm going to pour in 1/2 cup of soy sauce. Use 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar. We have 1/4 cup of pineapple juice. The pineapple juice adds a nice little tangy flavor. Stir that around. And then finally, we're going to add 1/2 cup of brown sugar. And then we'll wait till this boils, and then we'll add in our cornstarch mixture to make it thick. Okay, now that our teriyaki sauce is boiling, I'm going to add in the cornstarch. Pour this slowly and stir. Mix that around, make sure we get all of it. And then as this gets hot again, it's gonna thicken up, as you'll see. See, it's already getting much thicker. And see, we have a nice consistency. So from this point, now we're going to just strain it, because we don't want those ginger pieces in our food. So just get any strainer and just go ahead and pour it. Make sure we get all of it. as you can see, we have a pretty thick sauce. So now that our teriyaki sauce is made, and when we come back, I'm gonna show you how to make coleslaw and then finish off our happy Hawaiian burger. Welcome back. Now we're going to make our coleslaw, and I'm going to do a little bit of multitasking. I'm going to start off and brown our pineapple slices. We're going to caramelize it. So first, we have a really hot pan, and we want to keep it on medium-high because we really want to burn it a little bit, you know, extract some of the sugars and create a caramelized texture. So first, I'm going to start by adding about a tablespoon of butter. Vegan butter. Just around. Let that melt. Okay, now that our butter is melted, I'm going to add our pineapple slices. Now while that is getting brown, I'm going to start and make our coleslaw. First we're going to need about 4 cups of shredded cabbage. And that's approximately half a large cabbage like this. So I'm just going to cut this in half to start. And you just want to cut it nice and thin. Doesn't have to be really perfect, uniform. Just kind of give it a rough cut. And just, we'll cut it this way. Just want to make sure that there's no really thick pieces of cabbage in there. Put that in this large bowl right here. Enough. And the thing about this coleslaw is that it's best that you refrigerate it at least for 2 hours before you eat it, because that way, like, the sauce will really incorporate and soak in. But if you could do it overnight the day before, it'd probably be the best. So now that that's chopped up, I'm just gonna put that in here. Give our pineapple slices a flip. Okay, next I'm gonna cut carrot. I already have one that I just skinned. And here I'm gonna just cut little thin slices. So that way I'm gonna cut really small julienne style. I love to use carrots. They have such a vibrant color. They add so much to the depth. There's a lot of vitamin A and beta carotene. It's an excellent source of antioxidants as well. Okay. And I'm just gonna grab a few pieces. Slice them very thin. The thinner, the better. Throw it in our bowl. I flip this over, yeah, see we have a really nice caramelized pineapple here. It's going to be very sweet. So they're done right now, and I'm going to set these off to the side. Just right here. And while our pan is still hot, I'm going to cook our Boca burger. Just let that cook. I just got done cutting all our vegetables for the coleslaw. I'm going to make the sauce for it. And to begin, I'm going to get about half a cup of vegenaise. It doesn't have to be exactly. That's good. And then we're going to add half a cup of soy milk. Use a quarter cup of sugar. Tablespoon of white vinegar, or about. Just a little, you know. And we also need about half a lemon. And I'm just gonna cut this. Make sure you don't get no seeds in there. Okay. That's good. And then we'll just whisk this all together. Should make a really like liquidy sauce. It's not gonna be very thick at all. Probably need to add a couple pinches of salt. And gonna grind some pepper. This is, you know, up to your taste. Whisk this together real quick. And now we'll just pour this over our shredded vegetables. And this is where I like to get into it. I'll just mix it, toss it around. Try to coat it as evenly as possible. We're gonna put this in the fridge and let this soak in. So we'll mix it again one more time when it's ready to eat. Okay, now that our slaw is already mixed, I'm gonna store this in the fridge for at least 2 hours. Overnight is best. Well, I had already prepared and made some the other day, so I got our coleslaw right here. It's been refrigerated for overnight, and this is good to go. And looking at our burger, it's nice and brown, so we're ready to plate up. So I'm going to grab our hamburger bun, and we'll add our vegenaise. And this is our teriyaki glaze we had from earlier. Just dip it in there like that. In both sides, getting a lot of that teriyaki flavor. Put it on there. We'll add our pineapple slices. Just like that. And our green leaf lettuce. Go on top like that. And our burger, and then of course our coleslaw. Let's give it a quick mix. Get some of those juices. Add some potato chips. Of course, you can add french fries. And there you have it. It's our happy Hawaiian burger with a side of coleslaw and potato chips. So thank you for joining us, and as always, thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.